You're listening to SBS News.
24-year-old Anthony Robert Harvey attended a police station in Karratha, 1,500 kilometres north of Perth on Sunday. That led police to visit a home in Bedford, in Perth's east, where the five bodies were found. Harvey appeared in court in Perth Magistrates Court via video link from Karratha on Monday, charged with murdering his three daughters, their mother and grandmother. Western Australia police allege Harvey killed 41-year-old Mara Lee Harvey, her 3-year-old daughter Charlotte and 2-year-old twins Alice and Beatrix on the 3rd of September and Mrs. Harvey's 73-year-old mother Beverly Ann Quinn the following day. Desiree Cambos, who lives in the neighbourhood, says she thought the family was on a holiday until she saw police trying to enter the house.
We just saw them arriving, jumping under the fence, and that grew suspicion what's going on. We think the family's on holiday.
Another neighbour, Kimberly Shackleton, says the tragedy has shocked her immensely.
I'm just very interested. I'm sad, you know. Like, I can't believe all the, like, these young kids have got killed. What, over what? You know, it just doesn't make much sense, really. And just, like, see what happened, just to, you know, because this is my suburb, you know. I feel safe here, but still a safe suburb, but it's shocking from what happened, you know. You just didn't think this would happen, you know. And it's a very quiet house, very quiet suburb, and all of a sudden, you know, you find bodies inside of a house, you know.
West Australian Police Commissioner Chris Dawson alleged Harvey remained at the house for some days before travelling north. Commissioner Dawson says the tragedy has left everyone in shock.
This is another terrible tragedy that's seen the murders of innocent people, including young children. As Commissioner for the West Australian Police Force, I want to extend my deepest condolences to everyone affected by this shocking event, and in particular the families of the victims, who must be in a great deal of grief and disbelief.
It's the third mass killing in Western Australia in 4 months. This year, 23 people have died in Western Australia due to alleged domestic violence. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.